Greetings, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Musical Connections Podcast. I'm your host, Zach Snow. This is the show where we connect the music of Newfoundland and Labrador with the world. So come along with me now as we discover more about the music of Newfoundland and Labrador. I got another great episode lined up for you this week as we continue our road to the 2025 East Coast Music Awards that'll be taking place here in St. John's, Newfoundland and Labrador, May 7th to the 11th. The day that this podcast is dropping will be April the 1st, and I believe we're about 35 to 36 days away before the actual conference and festival happens. I'm so looking forward to celebrating the best of Atlantic Canadian music with all my Newfoundland and Labrador peers, as well as my peers from the Maritimes. Well, we continue our road as we connect with one of the nominees for Global Release of the Year. We talk with singer-songwriter and one of the industry professionals of Citadel House. I talk with Ana Luisa Ramos today on the podcast as we talk about her 2025 ECMA nomination for Global Release of the Year for her single Clouds, which is off her album Solaris. She says this is her first nomination as a solo artist, and a big congratulations to Ana Luisa Ramos for that nomination. We talk all about that, plus the making of the record itself, and her most recent visit to Folk Alliance in Montreal, along with her partner Eric Taylor Esquardo. We cover all that and more in this week's conversation here on the Musical Connections Podcast. We'll get there right after we feature the newfound releases of the week. And these songs came out between March 23rd to the 29th. We kick it all off with hip-hop superstar in Newfoundland and Labrador, Albert Dalton. Right now it's time to seize the day, or in this case, carpe diem. Here's Albert Dalton with that new song for you now on the Musical Connections Podcast.
Could be dead, seize the day like someone said.
You don't got too many thoughts to count, but my overdrive bank account. I just really wanna live high, wanna not scrape by, waste away my day getting broke high. No, it seems like I don't mind, mind's running like the whole time. Sometimes it's a gold mine, other times I despise everything I tried and I don't mind. If I had it, never took the time, but I'd still be here or out there. Sometimes I go round, think it's not fair. Yeah, he said it's my superpower, but he also said Trump is our golden hour. Think of right now is my golden hour to embrace the fear, let it rain like showers. Still in and out, I tremble, cower. I'm at the break, but can't be devoured like
running round all these midwives, tripping far. 100 rounds, still won't lose it all. My curtain call, it can't be yet. Wipe my sweat off my brow, off my neck. Could be voices, could be dead. Seize the day, like someone said.
Because of it, anxiety, a bit depressed, I guess, wondering why I've been rapping so fast. As the speed of my thoughts, wondering why when I'm in public, I'm lost. Never understood it as a kid, why I ain't like them, no, I ain't fitted. So I started writing in, had to express myself, I had nothing else. Had a broken home that I'd rise from, my mom's tribe, but my dad won till she left his ass. Now I stay humble, never really know when the ground is coming, but I hit it running. It's nothing, keeping up composure till I'm dead or something. I be making music till I'm like 100, plucking at the keys, rumbling the beat, keep it tapping at your feet. I make a notice me, oh I believe, do we need the beat, cause oh, it's one of my anxieties. That's how I live my life entirely, no it's not an Emily. I just know my story was meant to be heard, that's why I'm speaking these words. Even though I'm from the birds, not a damn thing stop me rapping these words. Now the sun's on, spinning on the night, fucked up, not a damn thing done. What if I become, what if I become, what if I become, what if I be? Come
running round all these midwives, tripping far. 100 rounds, still won't lose it all. My curtain call, it can't be yet. Wipe my sweat off my brow, off my neck. Could be voices, could be dead. Seize the day, like someone said.
Albert Dalton for you on Musical Connections with Carpe Diem. Our next newfound release comes from a guest that I've had on a special bonus episode recently, we go to Montreal-based but Mount Pearl-born singer-songwriter Heather Feather. Now, this new song comes from an album called Together, set to come out in the next few months. From that new album, here is Good Enough, right here on the Musical Connections podcast. For you on the Musical Connections podcast with Good Enough. And two people that are great are Jordan Coker and Kirsten Rodden Clark. They make up Quote the Raven, and they are our last newfound release of the week, with their last single before their album Map the Dark drops on April 23rd. And I'll be getting Jordan and Kirsten on the show to talk all about it over the next few weeks. Right now, written with Alan Doyle and Chris Kirby, here are Quote the Raven with Tell Me, Tell Me on the Musical Connections podcast.
Tell me where you want to go, how you want to find it. I would really like to know, so I can get behind it. Are you looking at the stars the way that I do? There's a story we can write. I can write it here tonight with you. Tell me what your broken heart knows. For a bump in the road. If you're going my way, I can be your highway home. Tell me, tell me where you wanna go. I'll tell you what I think. I think it's now or never. Oh, this could be a blink, or this could be forever. There's a secret in your heart that you're tired of hiding. So open up to me. Through your armor I can see a little light. Tell me why your broken heart knows. Are you looking for a bump in the road? If you're going my way, I can be your highway home. Tell me for a bump in the road. If you're going my way, I can be your highway home. Tell me what your broken heart knows. Are you looking for a bump in the road? If you're going my way, I can be your highway.
That wraps up our newfound releases for this week. For any musicians in Newfoundland and Labrador that want to take part in this segment, feel free to email musicalconnectionsnl@gmail.com. And you can head on over to my Linktree as well, linktree.com/ZachSnowNL, and I got a full Newfound Releases guide to guide you on how to submit your song for Newfound Releases. It is now time to welcome my guest to this week's show. And we are going down the road to the ECMAs, and we connect with one of the nominees for Global Release of the Year, singer-songwriter and one of the communications leads for Citadel House Records in Lewisport. I connect with Ana Luisa Ramos on this week's show. We talk about her nomination for Global Release of the Year. The song that it is up for is Clouds, which comes off her album Solaris, which she released last April. We also talk about the making of the record, and how she came to Newfoundland and Labrador, and how she got into music. Plus, we talk about her most recent visit to Folk Alliance in Montreal, where she was one of 22 artists that were showcased at the festival in Montreal. And of course, Anna was with her partner, Eric Taylor Esquardo. They make up the duo, Anna and Eric. We also talk about her future plans and a whole lot more. So let's get connecting with Ana Luisa Ramos, one of the nominees for Global Release of the Year at the 2025 East Coast Music Awards. Greetings, everyone. Welcome back to the Musical Connections Podcast. This is the show where we connect the music of Newfoundland and Labrador with the world. And when it comes to our music, we cover music of all genres, including Brazilian music, Ukrainian music, and jazz music, blues, you name it. Well, this jazz singer is up for Global Release of the Year for her single Clouds, coming out for album Solaris, which she put out last year. And she also received two Music NL Awards this past September for that same record. And joining me right now is one of the nominees for the ECMA for Global Release of the Year. As our road to the ECMAs continues, we go down Citadel House with Ana Luisa Ramos. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Zach. And how are you?
I am fantastic. Once again, congratulations on your ECMA nomination for Global Release of the Year.
Thank you. And congratulations to you, too. Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
And it's always a pleasure to have you on here. I think you're one of our most talented singers that we have here on the island. And we're so glad like knowing you came from Brazil, we're so glad you call our province our home now. So we're very happy to have you here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, I really feel at home here. And I have been living here in St. John's for the past 5 years and a half.
So, wow.
Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
Now, right off the hop here, this is your third ECMA nomination. You were nominated in 2022. Last year, you were nominated with Eric for I Can See Our House From Here. Mm-hmm. And this year, with all the changes that have been happening, they've now, instead of calling them global albums or global artists, it's global releases. Yeah. So you're up for global release of the year for... Clouds, which was one of the singles off your album Solaris. Yeah, so right off the hop here, how does it feel to be up for another ECMA?
Oh, it feels fantastic. It's always like feel good to be recognized, right? And so I'm really happy because it is my first nomination as a solo artist, right? So
Yeah,
at least at the CMAs, yeah.
That's wicked.
Yeah.
Because the other two, you were with your partner, Eric, because you put out your self-titled album in 2020.
Yeah, it was an EP, and we were nominated for this first EP as a duo, and then for the full-length album in 2024, yeah.
And Charlottetown was a lot of fun. I got to be up there and also took home Battle War right over there.
Yes, I remember that. I was there.
And it was so great to have you there and so great to meet Dean and Stevie again and see what they're doing with Citadel House now. Yeah. You're also a part of their team now. Yeah. And I received a fair amount of singles from you. I received some from Anil and Christian House. And thank you so much for sending me the music and trusting me to play their music because... As I said on this podcast before, I'm all about connecting the music of this province with the world and making sure we grow it one song at a time.
Yeah,
and you're a really big part of that.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thanks so much. And it is always very welcoming from you, you know? So I always know that when we are releasing a new single that I need to send it to you. You know, so this way on Tuesdays, they will be out. Yeah.
Well, it's an honor and a privilege to feature the best music that the province has to offer. Yeah. Now, even though we're bringing people from other countries, we're glad that you call this province your home. So we're very lucky to have people like you and Anil and Baraka. And there's so many other international artists, Zynova, that are very, Jing Cha. Very fortunate. They just released their debut album, Intervals,
Cha 3. Yes, I was listening. Yeah, very, very good. Yeah.
They're deadly. Yeah. Now, this song, Clouds, came off your album Solaris, which was the first ECMA nomination you had as a solo artist. So let's talk about the Solaris album, because you recorded this as the in-house residence in Brigus.
Yeah.
And then that was an opportunity you got from Music NL.
Yeah.
So take me back to that time when you were recording the record.
Yeah, so it was the... one of the most amazing experiences that I've ever had, because the Kent Cottage in Brigas, it's this off-grid place with the most beautiful view, and you don't have like electricity there, you know, you are there and only the squirrels and I don't know, all the animals. And I was able to bring my family, so I had Eric and our daughter with us, so they would be like picking up blueberries while I was rehearsing or then recording. And then we were able also to film a mini doc and do a photo shooting. The mini doc is also coming out now in April for the 1 year of the release of the album.
Awesome.
Yeah. So it was an amazing, amazing experience, because I already had all the other parts recorded. So the strings, all the trumpets, trombones, percussion, bass, everything was recorded. And then we recorded the guitars, the acoustic guitar Eric recorded there. And then I recorded also the vocals. So Dean, who co-produced it with me, but he was the one who recorded and mixed and mastered. He traveled to Brigus. He brought his equipment. And we recorded from there. So he brought like batteries, you know, like his own, what's the name of that? The thing that when you don't have power, that you can have the power. What's the name of that?
Like a power bank? I'm not sure.
Yeah, like not a power bank. Like the one thing that he would be able to bring, charge it, you know, so this way we have power running. So
generator?
Generator, yeah.
There we go. Yeah, that's the word.
So it was awesome. Awesome, awesome. And it was August, right? It was so, so, so beautiful. Yeah.
Yes, and you get to record that off the grid because when it comes to recording music, you will want to be in the main cities like St. John's and like Corner Brook, even though it's not really considered a city. It's more so of a town because St. John's has more population than Corner Brook does. But getting to record off the grid in Brigus. And on that note, did you attend the Brigus Blueberry Festival when you recorded the record?
Yes, yeah. So it's part of the residency to perform at the festival.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it was really nice. Yeah.
So what was that feeling like?
It was really nice because you know that the first concert that Eric and I had, official concert that we had, not an open mic or something that we had when we moved to Canada, was in Brigus.
No way.
Yes, it was at the main church. It was a celebration of life. So it was a beautiful, beautiful concert, but it was like a full length, like 1 hour concert. And so we were playing there and I remember that, oh my God, this town is beautiful, right? This is such an amazing place. And like going back there, it felt like a full length like circle, you know?
That's wonderful. Yeah. Now, how did this all start for you, like this musical journey?
Yeah, so I started singing when I was a kid. I started singing in choirs. And my goal when I was a kid and then a teenager was to be an opera singer. So for many, many years, I studied classical singing. I did many operas. I was a soloist, like with orchestras and all. I traveled quite a bit doing it. But I always loved Brazilian music and bossa nova specific. So I was always like going like after a opera, I was going to a bar and singing bossa nova, you know? And when I started singing it as a backing vocal for Eric's project, that's how I started singing more like original music. I had this double life for a while. And even after, I stopped having this double life when I moved here because the pandemic started, right? So I moved here 6 months before the pandemic. And in the 6 months that we were here, I went back to Brazil 3 times because I had concerts. And the last concert that I had there, it was like with an orchestra and a choir. And I was the soloist. We were doing a Vivaldi concert. And then the pandemic started. And at this time, I was recording my second solo album. And I was so happy to, like, I was really feeling fulfilled to do my own music, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it was a natural thing that was, I don't know, kind of helped with the pandemic because I wasn't able to go back to Brazil and keep doing this double life thing. But it was really good because I was able to truly like focus on the duo and on my solo career.
Yes, so, and it allowed you to take that pause of reflecting of like, okay, do I want to stick with the opera side of my life or do you want to go, you know, more, you know, being yourself and, you know, take on this Brazilian and bossa nova music that you really love and enjoy.
Yeah, so it was very natural and I think that even like the environment here was so supportive that I think it also helped, right? And so it was really good. And when we moved here because Eric, he came to do a master's in music at MUN.
Okay.
And my idea was to have like a gap year. And my goal was to focus on this second album that I was going to record. And that's what I did and now I keep doing it, right? Because since then I released 2 solo albums and 2 projects with the duo, right? And so I think it's been quite nice.
Yes, and we're very lucky to have you here. I mean, you bring so much. You're really down to earth, and you really fit into our province like a glove. And I think you've also gotten some opportunities to sing with the Divas crowd with the Tada events.
Yes, it was so, so fun. It was in the Christmas of 2023. Yeah.
Wonderful. What was that like working with Sheila Guy Murphy and Terry Andrews?
Yeah, it was like they were the best. And Bill is the musical director, right?
Oh,
and
he's wicked.
Bill, yeah, and I have been playing with Bill since I've moved here because Bill, he loves Brazilian music. He's been to Brazil. So we have been playing together quite often. And so it was so nice because I was able to bring a little bit of Brazil to the divas.
Wonderful.
And also to also being the North American landscape, you know? So it was awesome. Yeah.
That must have been like kind of a pinch me moment and like just realization moment. I was like, okay, Newfoundland and Labrador are very accepting of us. So
yeah,
it's time to just dive in head first and really explore like how much we can do here and how much you can expand the music of our province, which really does need growth, especially like, you know, with years of traditional and contemporary folk music and country music dominating the scene.
Yeah.
It's nice that our province is really embracing more multicultural genres and multicultural people as well.
Yeah, and I think that Musicanel has been doing like an amazing job in like with the Association of New Canadians and the rooms, and even like MUN, the program that like, since they have so many international students, some of them, they come here to study music, like Eric and Jing and all, but a lot of people, they come to study other things and they are also artists, right? So I think it's very rich. Yeah.
For sure. Now, Musicanel, since like I've really gotten more involved with them, I feel like our industry is the most consistent I think it's been, and it's good, and I feel it's that way because of the structure that Rhonda Tolklain and now Tamara Cater are studying for Newfoundland and Labrador musicians to succeed. So I want to mention those organizations again: Musicanel, Association for New Canadians, and the Rooms. How important have they been to your development as an artist?
I think that especially, not that the other ones are not, but especially Musicanel, they have been very, very helpful, and they have been very like supportive, because they have programs that you can access. You can reach out to them and have meetings, and because they are like the mucus focused association, right?
Yes.
So they have been really helping, and the thing is, it's really hard to have funding as a newcomer or as an immigrant or, in my case, I'm not even a permanent residency yet.
Really?
Yeah, resident. Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Well, hopefully that changes very soon.
I'm applying, so hopefully, yes.
Come on, accept her. She's amazing.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's a long process, and it's not made for artists, right? So, like, there's not an artist pathway, you know?
Got it.
So, the thing is, it's really hard to access funding, to even to be eligible to do things. So I don't know that there's this showcase opportunity, but you need to be a Canadian permanent resident or a citizen, you know? So we don't have many opportunities. And Musicanel has been accepting and supporting us, even though we don't have the same opportunities as the other musicians. So it's been very, very helpful.
Absolutely. Now, Musicanel has been killing it so far this year in 2025.
Yeah.
So you, along with 22 other artists and also your partner, Erica, as a duo, Anna and Eric, were up in Montreal recently for Folk Alliance.
Yeah.
And Tamara was raving about how successful that was for Newfoundland and Labrador musicians because it was a record breaker. 22 artists from this province represented us strongly in Montreal.
Yeah.
So you got to be up there with your partner, Eric. What was that like for you to be a part of Folk Alliance?
It was awesome because it was so rich, you know, so many great people playing, and we were able to meet a lot of new people. Eric and I, we were fortunate enough like to be doing the big stage showcase, so we were able to reach out to even more people, you know, and it was good because I could meet a lot of Brazilians that they were also attending the conference, and they were from Ottawa or Toronto or Montreal, you know. So it was really good. We had a Latino hangout, so people were making music on the hall, and it was awesome, you know. So it was great. My journey back was very messy because we have a daughter, and we don't have family here, so She's always with us. So she always tours and travels with us. And she had an ear infection. So we couldn't, we couldn't fly back. So we stayed there for 8 more days. But then we were finally home. So we're really happy to be home. And she's healthy and well. Yeah.
Yes, we're happy that you're home too. And we're also happy that your daughter is doing much, much better. Yeah. How old is she now?
Now she's 3.
Oh, that's wonderful. So a few more years and she'll be in kindergarten.
Hopefully. Yeah. And she's been to so many tours and the CMAs and conferences and showcases, you know, like it's really nice. I wonder if she's going to enjoy being part of this when she's older.
Yes, maybe she's the next musician waiting in the family.
Yeah, let's wait and see.
Maybe she's a musician. Maybe she works behind the scenes.
Yeah.
We really need more people behind the scenes here too, because as much as I do rave about our music scene and how far it's come, me personally, for me, just recency bias, there still is a need for more musicians or, like, you know, more music professionals that excel in, like, booking agents or managers or publicists. Yeah. There's definitely more of a need for that.
Yeah, oh, no, definitely. And the thing is, we have so many musicians in the province, right? I think, if I'm not mistaken, the Music NL is the biggest association in Canada. We have more members than any other province.
You take that, Maritimes.
Yeah, no, but like that's the thing. That's how rich the arts community here in Newfoundland and Labrador, like we are, you know, so that's awesome. So we need more help, because when we have more people helping like us, or like more managers, more producers, more publicists, more things work better, right?
We exactly.
Grow. That's how we grow, right?
Oh, big time. Now, I mentioned publicists because I've been dealing with you through Citadel House. You and Eric signed when you first moved here, and you met Dean Stairs at the 2022 ECMAs in Fredericton. And you can correct me if I'm wrong here, obviously, because...
Yeah, I met Dean during the Music NL conference in January 2020.
Oh, okay.
So right after we moved here, we attended, and I remember that it was a snowy day. It was very messy, but it was at the city hall, and we live like very near the city hall, and we were kind of like, should we go or should we not? Like, it's snowing, and then no, let's go.
Yes.
And then when we were there, it was like very cozy, because only, I don't know, 10 or 15 people were attending because of the weather.
Yes, but it was also the time, too, don't mean to interrupt you here, but it was also the time where Music NL were really going through a crisis themselves.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I don't know, like, details, because I was very new in the community, but I saw that on, because as soon as I moved here, I became a member of Music NL, right? And I started, I don't know, attending everything that I could, so this way I could know more about the music industry here.
Absolutely.
And and then after one of the panels, Eric and I, we were talking to each other, and then Dean came to us and looked at, are you speaking Portuguese? And we were, oh yeah. And he was, I lived in Brazil in the 70s in Campinas, and I was, Campinas is near my hometown. I have family in Campinas. So we started talking, and then he mentioned that he owns a label in central Newfoundland. And then that's how we met each other. And a few months later, we signed with the label as a duo. And then the following year, I released my second album under the Citadel House. And since then, we have been working together.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And so how helpful have the Citadel House been to your career? Not just yours, but Eric's as well.
Oh, so much. Like, the thing is, they give us a lot of freedom, you know, like all the artistic decisions, and even like how we want to plan our year, our tours, our calendar. They are very supportive, and they have been, like, we have been working together for 5 years now. And last year I was hired actually to be part of the team, right? So I have been working with marketing and producing and communications for the artists, but also for our upcoming TV show. So we have been having a lot of new projects, and we have been working a lot. So I'm so grateful for them.
Yeah. A new TV show. Yes. Dean, if you're watching this, I'd like to get you on to talk about that. Now, as much as I do want to ask you about that, I feel like it's more of a Dean question rather than you. But I will ask you about your position now with Citadel House, not only just as an artist, but as an industry professional. You're helping grow the scene even further and spreading more music out to many more media people and more agents and bookers and stuff. How does it feel to be working for Citadel House in that role?
Yeah, it feels great because now I can also help other artists, right? And more I have been having a better understand of how things work, right? Because when you are an artist and your goal and my goal still is like to have a bigger team so this way they can do all the other work and you focus on the music, right? But I think it's also very important for you to understand how the industry works and how it's always evolving, right? So it's always changing. Things are changing all the time. So it is, I think it's a very valuable work that we do. And we have a lot of new music coming out. Yeah, so that's great.
I'm looking forward to hearing all of it when it comes out. Now, are there any similarities and differences between being, you know, a musician and being in a music industry professional?
I'm very well organized, and I always like to plan. I think that I'm a really hard worker. So one thing that sometimes for me it's very, I don't know, obvious. Sometimes for other artists it's not, you know, because each one has a different background. So I think that it's a lot of, I don't know, knowing how to communicate, you know, and knowing the best that each of the artists can give you and what you need to ask for them, you know, because there's a lot of people work in different ways, right? Each people is different and they have strengths and not weakness, but things that they need to work more. So yes. I think that it is our, I don't know, our job to understand that and help them, you know? So, yeah, but the thing is, working like inside of the industry, it really helps me to be a better musician, you know?
Oh, yes.
And to plan better and do things with even more like organization.
Yeah, and it's also good that you have people like Dean and Stevie to help you out with that as well. And now,
oh yeah, because they have so much like experience, you know.
Yes,
so it's great.
Yes, and now that they've put you in that position, you can learn firsthand on what it takes to, you know, be successful in the music industry as a musician and as an industry professional as well.
Yeah.
Is there anything that Stevie and Dean have said to you, like any advice or any important information that may have, you know, helped you out with your career? Like, what advice did he ever give you that has really stuck with you?
And it's nothing related to the music business. It's like, always put your family first. And that's something that it really, like, stuck with me, you know, because, and when he means like family is like my case, what is best, even like for me as a person, sometimes what is best for you as a person is not the best for you as a professional, you know? So that is really like to find this balance, you know, and what's, and to stick with what is really important, you know?
Now, by the time that we're going to be airing this, it'll probably be April 1st when we're airing this, so April Fool's Day. What is not a joke, though, is the amount of music that's coming out of this province, and it's being represented well on the Atlantic Canadian stage. And yourself and a bunch of other musicians here in the province are going to be attending the 2025 East Coast Music Awards right here in St. John's for
finally,
the first time in 10 years.
Finally, we don't have to.
Right?
Right. Finally, we don't have to travel.
Yes, for only 5 years in 2030, we're coming for you. But how excited are you to be attending the ECMAs this year, and for the fact too that it's in your home town of St. John's?
Yeah, I'm really excited. I think that the ECMAs is facing a lot of challenges, and I really hope that they can, I don't know, come out of it stronger and more inclusive and bringing, giving more what the artists need. And not only the artists, because we also have a lot of the industry people. So what the music industry in general, what we need. But I'm really excited because, you know, it's very expensive to travel.
And, don't be talking.
Right? And when we are here, we have, I don't know, our home to go back to, you know, you are in a safe space. And I live so near the Delta that it will be very convenient. And the Citadel House, we are bringing one of our artists, a new artist. She's from Brazil, Catarina Zenaro. And she'll be coming to attend the CMAs. So we're really excited.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's been hard to ignore all the drama and the controversy that the CMAs has been going through. Mm-hmm. And for good reason. I was at the ECMA AGM back in February. Mm-hmm. And what shocked me about the whole thing is that when it comes to, you know, coming up with a strategic plan, like MusicNL comes up with a strategic plan every 3 years. Mm-hmm. They haven't had a constructive or, like, you know, a complete one since 2006. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was shocking to me. And I still feel like on an Atlantic Canadian level, our industry has come a long way. We still have some acts that break through for this province. Mm-hmm. But I feel like if we're more recognized, like on more of a media and an export level, mm-hmm. and not being, you know, a little broader to the Maritimes, even though we have the second most nominations each and every single year, mm-hmm. There's still a lot of work to do on that front for me, in my opinion, as well, just from watching a lot of Atlantic Canadian media.
Yeah.
I still feel like we're not treated with the same amount of respect as our Maritime counterparts. But that can also be taken, you know, both ways, too.
Yeah, I don't know if I know the industry well enough to say something like that. But what I feel is that we are very isolated. And because we are on an island, and, like, it's harder for us to go to other provinces, right? Even though it's easier for us to travel to, I don't know, PI or New Brunswick or Nova Scotia in general, than to Alberta or British Columbia or Quebec, I think that we are very isolated because a lot of the things that are happening there don't come our way.
Yes.
Right? And I think this is can be good and can be bad. So mm-hmm. we need, as a community here in Newfoundland and Labrador, we need to thrive way more. Right, and we need to make our own opportunities because sometimes we don't have these opportunities. Right, and
yes.
even like to reach out to these people, you know, like you are distant from them, and it's harder. But yeah, I think I wasn't able to attend the AGM because we were on our way to Montreal, and I think it's a very complicated time. But I think it gives us the opportunity to rethink and to grow together, you know, because I think that we need to thrive together. So this way, like, these associations, they are there to help us. So help us and let us help you to help us. You
exactly.
know? That's the thing. And I think that it's a very hard job, you know, to listen to everyone and help everyone.
Oh, no, absolutely.
I think it's an impossible job. But I think that the most important thing is for them to hear what we need, you know? And then they will try and maybe fail and then try again. And then and that's how things are in life, right?
Yes.
So I really hope that this moment gives us the right opportunity to rethink, to recalculate, and, you know, to grow and to have a bigger understand of everybody's mm-hmm. needs.
Yeah, for sure. Because at the end of the day, like, it's the East Coast Music Association, and all the regions should be represented mm-hmm. equally, if not more than others, I feel. But, like, it's a long process, and it is a marathon. It's not a sprint, so it's not going to be solved, like, within, like, a week or
no,
come up to the ECMAs or
because it's not a comfortable thing to do, right?
No,
because it really needs change, and when you change the status quo, a lot of people they will be out of their comfort zone, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of people who had some privileges, they won't have it anymore. And some people were never, like, I don't know, even heard. Now they have more space, you know? So it is a very a delicate matter, but I think that it's something that we have to do. You have to face it, right?
Yes.
And I think that I'm a woman. I'm a not even an immigrant, I guess, because officially I'm you're only an immigrant if you're here as a permanent resident. So I'm a temporary worker in the country, but I have been here for almost 6 years now, and I really feel this like my home. This is the country that my daughter was born, so she'll be Canadian forever, right? And this is a place that I would love to have my family living forever, you know? And the thing is, I'm a Latina here in Newfoundland, and I know that the landscape is changing a lot, but at the same time, it's still very biased, you know, because one thing is not really like equal, you know, and to be really equal, things need to be changed inside, you know,
yes.
It's a structural thing, and that's mm-hmm. the hardest thing, you know, and I'm only like mentioning personal matter, and we are talking about thousands of people, right, facing so many other challenges. So it's a really, really complicated matter.
Yes.
So I really hope that they can, I don't know, change.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, have a future where it includes everybody. And I feel like a person would probably know more about that would be Dean as well, because he used to be the past chair of the board. So his job wasn't easy either.
No. It's not. No. I think that it's a very delicate thing. But at the same time that we have this, I'm very grateful for the CMAs, because since I moved here, they had opened the doors for me. So personally, also, even though I don't think that I have the same visibility or opportunities that, I don't know, folk artists or country artists or whatever, or, I don't know, white people, because I'm not considered white, you know, or whatever, I think that they have been trying, you know, but, and they need to try harder, and things are going to. I really hope that things can change. You know, I really like the job that Blanche was doing. For me, it was a sad thing what happened. Like, not only sad, but it is what it is now. So we need to do
what
we have to do now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Look, whenever you're in a position of a power like that. No job like that is never easy. It's going to be complicated from the moment you accept the job.
Yeah.
But I also think, too, like when it comes to this awards show in particular, especially with all the news about people boycotting the show, we really need to step up as Newfoundlanders and Labradorians to really show like what we are all about and really fill that void that, you know, many other artists would like, you know.
I think that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think we are way better with the association than without the association. Right, so we need to try to make it better, and since it is in our town, in our province, we need to also to make a memorable edition, right?
Exactly.
So it is really hard because I think it also for you to do some things, you need to be in a position that you can deny things, and a lot of people can't. I think this is something that a lot of people need to understand, mm-hmm. right? And each people, I don't know, can help in a different way. So if someone big is saying, I'm not going to attend, I withdraw my nominations, they are bringing the attention to the problem as well, a bigger mm-hmm. attention, right?
Yes.
So it makes people talk about it. Mm-hmm. So I think that I don't know. Everyone is doing the best, you know. I think that in the end, everyone is trying to make change.
Yes. And that's the most important thing too, to, you know, have a better ECMA for everybody. But we could be here all day talking about that.
Yeah.
But again, it's hard to ignore that. But I do want to look ahead to any future plans that you may have. Are you going to be doing any shows over the course of the summer, like as yourself with your partner, Eric? Do you got any new music on the way?
Yeah, so Eric and I, we have been working on a new album. Eric is writing his thesis for the PhD, so he's very focused on that, and hopefully he'll finish soon. But we have been working on new music, and I'm going to film two music videos with because for Solaris, I had a huge group. Right, I had strings, I had percussion, a guitar, a piano, a bass, trumpets, trombones. So I'm going to film two music videos and like with the live audio. So coming maybe next month, like we are trying to now only to the last details. So I'll be releasing these two songs from Solaris with this live recording. I'm also working on a new project with Bill Brennan. So, and as the Citadel House, we have been working on the show that will be releasing the sessions in May, just after the DCMAs.
Oh, wow.
So we're bringing some artists from here, even some artists from Nova Scotia. So when we have it, more about it, maybe we can come back and talk about it here.
Absolutely. Yeah. We could probably talk about it at the ECMAs in St. John's, obviously. Yeah. It's so exciting, and I'm looking forward to meeting everybody from Atlantic Canada here. And I'm really excited to be welcoming them here with open arms.
Yeah.
Now, of course, for people who want to follow you on this journey when it comes to, say, Ana Luisa Ramos, a solo artist, Ana and Eric, and Citadel House. Where can people find you when it comes to, say, your socials and a website?
So my name is Ana Luisa Ramos, Ana with only one N. That is the Portuguese way of writing Ana. Ana Luisa Ramos. I'm all social media. There's also my website. It's like the Citadel House and Ana Eric Music. Also, website handle or all the social medias like that.
Well, Ana, congratulations again. Your nomination for Global Release of the Year. I'll be rooting for everybody from this province to take home as much higher bears as you can. It is a tough industry, and with so much talented people that are up for some major awards. The one thing I hope we can take away from this is that we really did proud and represented the East Coast Music Association well when it comes to putting off a great conference. So, Ana Luisa Ramos, thank you so much for joining me here on the Musical Connections podcast, and best of luck with everything you're doing.
Thank you, and congrats to you too. I'm also rooting for you.
Thank you so much, Ana, and thanks for doing this.
Bye.
Big thank you to Ana Luisa Ramos for being my guest this week on the Musical Connections podcast as we continue our road to the ECMAs. If you want to find out more about Ana and what she's up to with new music, her mailing list and whatnot, visit analuisaramos.com. That is analuisaramos.com. And right now from the album Solaris, here is the single that is up for Global Release of the Year, Ana Luisa Ramos for you now with Clouds on the Musical Connections podcast.
The clouds while holding your hat with my hand, seeing pictures of the nature living the perfect life.
The tall green trees,
the vastness of the I
What a fun episode this was of Musical Connections. Another big thank you to Ana Luisa Ramos for joining me as my guest on Musical Connections this week, and to all the musicians who contributed their tunes for newfound releases. Thank you so much for trusting me to play your music and helping me connect your music with the rest of the world. Now, over the next few weeks, as I've said in previous episodes of the show, we'll have some bonus episodes of our Tribute to Newfoundland series, where I speak with some of the performers who were involved in the Ryan's Fancy and Sons of Erin tribute show in support of the Autism Society of Newfoundland and Labrador. I'm also going to be recording more episodes as we lead up to the 2025 East Coast Music Awards. And also, I'll be getting Colt the Raven on my show in the next few weeks. And stay tuned, in the next week or so, you'll be hearing Matthew Byrne on the Musical Connections podcast. He's got a brand new album coming out this Friday called Stealing Time. They'll be one of my newfound releases next week. And you may be hearing him as my guest next week if all goes well. So, if you want to stay connected with the Musical Connections podcast and help connect our music industry with the world and help it grow one song at a time, here's what you can do. Make sure to like, follow, and subscribe to this podcast on your favorite streaming services. Click on those buttons to make sure you do not miss an episode. And once you're done listening to an episode, leave a review there as well, because it'll help spread the word about this show and the music of this province. You can also follow me on your favorite social media platforms and follow the show. Follow me on Facebook at Zach Snow, Zach Snow NL on Instagram, and you can also subscribe to the Musical Connections NL YouTube channel, where you'll see video versions of my conversations you hear each and every single week. And I also post them on my Facebook page as well, so make sure you stay tuned for that. New episodes drop every Tuesday wherever you get your podcasts, and bonus episodes drop whenever you least expect it. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. This has been episode 117 of Musical Connections. Thank you for connecting. I've been your host, Zach Snow. Join me next time where once more we will highlight the music of Newfoundland and Labrador. Stay safe, be kind to one another, and most importantly, stay connected. Until next time, bye for now.